Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Aha Moments Radio Show for the inspiration, education, and celebration of enlightened living worldwide. I'm Mari, and happy Tuesday, and welcome back. We are in our second show of our new season, and lots to talk about. Today's topic is, are you, your energetic abilities out of date? And it is time for your 5D overhaul. So, I always like to start the show with a little bit of an energetic check-in, and right now we are in the midst of Mercury in retrograde, and that will be going on until March 10th. And then we are also, happily, we just had a new moon on the 23rd, so a couple of days ago, and we are now in a waxing moon, which means the new moon, we get more moonlight each night. So the more moonlight we have, the easier our bodies have it. Our bodies actually depend on moonlight more than they depend on sunlight, believe it or not. And so now is the time for bringing things in. You'll feel like even though it's a Mercury in retrograde and, you know, you want to be careful about finding things and different things like that, what you will find is that it's a little easier. It's much better to be in a Mercury in retrograde in a waxing moon where we're getting more moonlight. Because normal times without a retrograde, a waxing moon is a time of manifestation, of actualization, of bringing things through. It has more, it's more of that tides coming in as opposed to the tides going out kind of energy. Now, obviously, there's a lot more to manifesting than just the moon cycles, but if you're sensitive, which you probably are if you're even interested in listening to the show, then you need to pay attention to kind of the interplanetary things that are going on until you're more fluent in your energetic abilities where you can override that higher levels of energetic fluency. But if you're not, you want to kind of keep track of it because it does make a difference in how your day will run and how you'll feel. And before you go beating yourself up, always check in and see what the energy is doing on a planetary level. And I know even as fluent as I am, there are some times when I can just, I know, I'm like, okay, there's a retrograde, there's something going on, you know, because it just feels like there's a heavy kind of a cloud cover. It's like here in California, we have a time in June called June gloom. And it's just when we have the marine layer, it's kind of, it moisturizes us, you know, before we go into the whole, the summer and the more of the, you know, like from June to October, we won't see any rain at all. So, you know, we have some rainy season, and then we go into May gray and June gloom. And so that's kind of how it feels when the planets are doing their thing. So, you know, it doesn't mean that you should stop doing anything or blame all your woes on Mercury in retrograde. It can be managed, but it is good to have an idea of what's going on. So I wanted to talk today about your energetic skills and energetic evolution. Okay. And it's very important. I failed to say that, you know, this show is sponsored by my 5D Academy. I have to get used to that. 5D Academy is new and I haven't done sponsor stuff in a while, but essentially what I teach in the Academy is 5D fluency, right? So I first want to talk about what 5D actually is, fifth dimensional energy. What is that? Because I've had a few people who come on the breakthrough calls with me and they're like, I have no idea what 5D energy is. If you have absolutely no idea, then it's probably not a good idea to get on the call because you're not ready. You don't want to waste the one call, the 1 hour, with complete and utter, like, I have no idea, because, like, we can't start from scratch. But If you have a little bit of an idea, that's fine. But I want to be clear so that you can get an idea of what it is. So we have quite a few dimensions, and I'm going to just talk about from, you know, third dimension through 12th dimension, right? So we have a variety of dimensions, but anything over dimension, so the fifth on up, is in frequency, right? It's frequency-based. There is no matter. It's not solid. It's all in energetic form. The fourth dimension, so the one between the third dimension where you're sitting right now and the fifth dimension where all your stuff is sitting, that fourth dimension is the transit, is the transit dimension. So that's when things, it's kind of the tunnel from the fifth dimension where everything is in frequency, and then it goes through that fourth dimension and it slows down and slows down and slows down until it gets into matter, into a third dimensional, three-dimensional state in which you can tangibly experience it, right? So in order for things to be tangible, they have to, the vibration has to be quite slow. And the higher the vibration, the less tangible, okay? So when you're looking at, you know, you hear about the vortex and you're hearing about the source and all that other stuff, you're really referring to what would be a fifth dimensional and higher level of frequency. My advanced girls, they're going to start being working in eighth dimensional energy and pulling things into the third dimension. But for our sake right now and for the basics, we're talking fifth dimensional energy, okay? And so it's very important to understand that your higher self, and you hear me talk about that. For those of you who haven't heard the show before, what we're talking about is when I say higher self versus embodied self, we are naturally these big giant balls of energy. That's our natural state of being. And then a portion of our big giant ball of energy decides that it wants to incarnate and have a third dimensional tangible experience. So a little tiny symbol of a portion of our overall energy takes on a body, descends into third dimensional experience by getting into a body and having a body. The vast majority of you stays outside of the body and helps it to navigate the world, the 3D world, from a 5D perspective. So you have the higher self, which stays in the 5D and above energy, and then you have your embodied self, that little piece of you that gets in the body car so it can experience 3D, third dimensional reality. Your 3D self and your 5D self make up the entire version of you, the entire you. And all of that operates on what we call the energetic grid. Now, that can be called the vortex, the infinite field, source energy, but all of that evolved, the God energy, but all of it, you know, is on this field, a frequency that interconnects with all of us, okay? So all of your thoughts go out on that field, all of the things that you want come back to you, all the thought forms, all the everybody in, you know, all of the galaxies, all of the worlds are interconnected on all of these, on these grids, on this energetic grid. And that grid evolves, like your body evolves. Like we went from walking around like apes to standing straight up and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Our frequency evolves as well. Our energy evolves as well. And, you know, just like technology, you know, when you had the covered wagon and we graduated up to a Model T and then to a car, and now we have, you know, Range Rovers and all those kinds of things. And eventually we'll have flying machine, you know, portable, like individual flying machines. It's an evolution, right? So wouldn't it make sense that your frequency would evolve as well? Yes. Now, because most people are born into formal religion, they kind of get into this habit of Sunday is the only day I really have to pay attention to any of this stuff. When it comes to religion, if I go for my hour on Sunday to whatever church, temple, or whatever, I'm good. And if I'm really religious, maybe I go on Wednesday too. But it's still not a full-time thing. But frequency is not a 1 hour a week thing. And it's not Sunday go to meet and time. Frequency is involved 24/7, every single day. Every single thought that you have has an energetic component to it. Every single thing that you do has an energetic kickback to it. Its energy is participating equally, actually even more than your embodied self. Remember, the vast majority of you is not in the body. The vast majority of you is outside of the body, helping the little tiny symbol of a version of you that's, you know, the little driver version of you that's in the body, what we're dealing with. And it's very important to understand that, because once you do, then you'll start to maintain your frequency differently. What you'll see is that if you start to look at your frequency and your energetic side as an ever-evolving, always expanding, always interrelating with an energetic field as well as each other, you will start to take much better care and attention and have more consistency with yourself, with your energy. Your energy needs as much care as your physical body, right? So your energy intertwines with your matter. The matter being your physical, you know, the more what you would consider to be solid matter in your 3D mind would consider to be what's solid. It's not, but that's what your 3D mind perceives. Okay? So there's within every cell of your body, there's space, then in every cell of your body, there's matter. If you looked at a cell nucleus, you'd see that there's a whole lot more space than there is matter. And frequency runs through all of it. Okay, but it's important to start to recognize that, because then instead of saying, oh, I listen to Mari on Tuesdays for a half hour, I'm good. Oh, and then I'll go and watch YouTube for a couple of minutes in between, you know, on my break. And then I'll go and, you know, maybe watch a little guy, maybe do a little this, a little that. It's like saying about your body, well, maybe someday I'll eat. Maybe I won't eat. Maybe I'll just skip it. It's too much work. You know, maybe I'll brush my teeth. Next week is good. Oh, you know, I can't stand it. I keep forgetting to brush. I know I'm supposed to do it, but I don't ever brush my teeth. Right? It's the same thing. I really, you know, if you walk away with nothing else from this conversation that you have with me, I want you to really understand the magnitude of your frequency and how important it is to understand that it evolves. It's not one and done, you know. And I say it over and over again, the more you dabble, the more sensitive you create your field. And then if you're not responsible with all of that sensitivity, you can make things worse really easy. So time to, you know, pay attention and understand what you're working with. So that's important too. I remember when I got my Mustang. I got a Mustang GT way back, one of my first cars. My dad got it for me. And I remember getting in that car and putting my foot on the gas. And it was just like, I had come out of this little four-cylinder car. Now I'm in this V8 engine, you know, with this little, you know, very lightweight car with this huge engine. And I was in the parking lot and I was about to drive out of the parking lot for my first, you know, drive to go home, and I put my foot on the gas pedal, and it was like, you know, and I was like, whoa, and I got, like, in my head, like, slapped back on the headrest on the seat, because I had to readjust to the new engine, right, because the other one, you could put your foot all the way down to the floor in a four-cylinder engine, and it wasn't going to go so fast, but in this V8 engine, in this very lightweight car, it was a totally different type of driving that I had to do. So that's really where we're at with frequency. It's a totally different type of driving than, you know, what you've been used to. So there's different level of responsibility. So that being said, let's talk about what it is that comprises these 5D abilities that you kind of need to understand, become fluent in, and manage. Right, they need to be maintained, managed, and maintained, and they're going to constantly upgrade. Now, each year when I teach my channeling class that I teach, freeform channeling class where I teach energetic fluency, I do, beginning of the year, of a brand new curriculum. I re-channel it. And some of it is the same from the year before. There are some structures that, you know, like we have the alphabet, but, you know, to create words. But there's always a whole new layer because the energetic grid has taken a leap forward. And so each year I reteach things so that I can give, like, you know, it's an upgrade, an update on the information. And that's very, very important. It's very, very powerful to know, because your body is upgrading. Everything is upgrading. Your DNA, your body, your physiology, you know, on the 3D side is upgrading, and all of your access to the infinite world on the other side of the fourth dimension into that 5D energy and above, that's always ever changing and expanding. One of the reasons is because everybody's awakening, right? So the more people that are aware and awake, the more can evolve. Because now because if people are aware and awake and know how, are fluent in this stuff, then more can be given to us because people know how to maintain it without getting themselves into trouble. One of the reasons why we kind of stay slow and low is because so many people dibble dabble, they don't master anything, they don't become fluent in anything, so then there's only so much that can be granted, only because, you know, to be accessed or opened up for access, because otherwise you hurt yourself. Time now where we've been going through a giant purge. I talked about that last week. It's been going on for a while, and right now we're in a real, real thick of it. You know, it's like demo day on Fixer Upper, if anybody watches HGTV. And so with that, people who are sensitive, people who are light workers, people who are, in particular, enlightened entrepreneurs. I've had several enlightened entrepreneurs on my calls last few months, but in particular lately. And an enlightened entrepreneur is someone who knows that they want to do work that is going to provide enlightenment for other people, right? So it's in some way. It could be healing. It could be energetic work. It could be counseling or coaching or, you know, there's a zillion things. You could even be, an enlightened entrepreneur is really out there to help move the people forward, both on an energetic level and on a physical level, right? So however that configures, it could be a philanthropist. It could be I know spiritual attorneys, all kinds of different things. So, anyway, I've recently been getting a lot of calls from them, and I hear three things. I hear one is, I feel really stuck. Two is, I feel really scared. And three is, I feel the sense of urgency that I can't ignore. Like, I have to do something. I'm scared I'm going to leave the planet someday and not leave a legacy, not have made a difference, you know. And so what we have now is this very important time to step up. Now, in 5 years ago, when I was working with enlightened entrepreneurs on their businesses and things, 10 years ago, back in like 2010-ish, people were really into all of this stuff, right? They're getting their Reiki, you know, I'm going to try Reiki. And that's how it seems to be everybody's gateway into all of this is Reiki, because it's easily accessible and it's kind of cheap to get, you know, attunements and stuff. And then, and they'll go to psychic readings and they'll try to be like, you know, and, you know, read cards for other people and get, like, psychic certifications and whatever. And so this is, like, the very, very beginner kind of entrees into to the energetic world. And so all of that is a lot of people also were starting practices, life coaching, all kinds of things, making online courses, writing books, e-books and things, but the clients weren't there. Like, they would literally go belly up because they do all this work and then all of a sudden there was no clients. And everybody got discouraged. Not everybody, but a good chunk. It took a lot to stay around for 10 years. You know, it took a lot. And so, and relevant and profitable and all that. And what has happened now is that with the falling away of all this stuff, with everybody being so completely overwhelmed with just so much trauma and, you know, the everything going on in the world, the masses are waking up. Now it's not just the light workers, it's the masses. And the masses don't have any skills. They're used to 3D 100%. And analyzing and just working hard and pre-working work ethic and mental minding it and logic and reasoning and looking to the past to predict the future and all of those very draconian types of thoughts and thought forms. And they're very pessimistic and very fatalistic and very catastrophic and, you know, everybody's backbiting and fighting and all of that. And so they're going to find themselves at a loss because they're realizing they have less and less control than they ever thought they did. And things aren't staying the same. And things that they thought were in charge of everything, like the government, the president, the doctors, the lawyers, the, you know, all these people that were supposed to be the ones to tell them what to do or to give the structure or to hold things together are no longer trustworthy, are no longer there, falling away. Things are just completely. So, it, you know, people are starting to wake up to the fact that there must be something more because all of the things that we normally would reach for aren't working anymore. We're pressing these buttons and the buttons are not are turned off. They're not working. Now that's because the whole grid is plugged into a totally different place. So what's happening is enlightened entrepreneurs are getting this, like, you know, time to go. It's like the old pagers where, you know, or your phone just starts to vibrate, right? You have your phone on vibrate and it's like, hello. We want your life to be good, but even more so, we need you to get back online. We need to get you back up and running because now all that stuff that you were trying to create back, you know, 5-10 years ago, it's relevant now. We need you to come now and get your stuff out to the world so that the masses, when, you know, the big tidal wave of the masses shows up, you're ready. It's like Saturn doesn't start building its toys on Christmas Eve. You know, those elves are working all year. You know, could be for some years and years. If you look, remember that little Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer thing? They were building those misfit toys for, you know, a decade. Those toys were sitting on that island waiting for the Christmas where they get picked up. And I liken that to so many of our wares as enlightened entrepreneurs, as light workers, that, you know, people started books and they put it down. They got frustrated. They got distracted. Life happened. And there's been this longing and yearning in the back of their heads for so long. But it didn't come to pass, right? Well, now it's the time. So if you're feeling that sense of urgency and you're feeling that sense, that nagging, like, I can't just ignore this anymore, you're right. And it's not just because, you know, you should do this or, you know, always finish your projects or anything like that. It's because what you're feeling is the longing and the yearning and the questioning and the fear and that pull of the masses who need your work. You're all born with your client load already intact before you get here, just like you're born with all of your energetic abilities intact, but you have to learn how to use them. You have to become aware of them. You have to ignite them. And then learn how to master and become fluent in them so that you can move, you know, fluidly and swiftly through life and be able to carry your own load as well as support others who will need you, who are absolutely nowhere near as, you know, elevated as you might be. So I say all this because a lot of people, I hear it over and over again. I've been on the metaphysical path for 40 years. I've been doing this for 30 years. I studied with this one or that one. I read Edgar Cayce. I read, Seth. I, you know, love Kryon, all those things. And they have a little of this and a little of that. And I did a few of those practices over here. And that is not sustainable. And it also upgrades. Trust me when I tell you, the ones who have had the staying power, what I'm teaching now versus what I was teaching 10 years ago, extremely different. The engine has completely changed. You might have, you know, a car is a car, right? A 1997 Honda Accord is a 1997 Honda Accord, and there's a 2020 Honda Accord. That car has changed a lot. Even though it might be called the same thing, it is evolved. So your frequency and your energy evolves, and it's important now to not rest on the laurels of, oh, yeah, back in, you know, 10 years ago I took an energy course, and it still counts. It doesn't. It very distantly may have some relevance, but not enough for the potency of the grid that we're on now, because the grid – the energetic grid is really the driver of all of this, right? It's elevated. It's more sensitive. So let's talk about the skills, the 5D toolkit, and what's included in that so that you have kind of that checklist of what you want to, if you don't know how to do it, learn or maintain if you've already had exposure to it. So the first thing and the most important thing, and as far as I'm concerned, and I've worked with thousands of clients now and very, you know, year-long programs, mastermind, certification programs, coaching, all sorts of things. Of course, thousands of readings when I was doing readings. And I've seen that energetic communications is that's the skill set that is the most important. The manifesting, the energetic healing, learning how to do parallel realities, all of the law of attraction stuff, all of that is codependent on how good of an energetic communicator you are. If you are not fluent, ability to receive messages from your higher self, the other stuff becomes somewhat of a dangerous endeavor. And here's what I mean by that. Your intuition breaks down. Your energetic skill set breaks down into three pieces. First piece being your alert system. It's like the ringtone on your phone. That's the intuition part. And everybody says, oh, I saw 333 or 444. Oh, I got a parking space when I thought about it, all that. That's the alert system. That's letting you know, just like a ring on your phone lets you know, there's a bigger message waiting. And then from there, you have the piece that's called the channeling, the free-form channeling. That's where you actually have you have a conversation with your higher self to your embodied self. So your higher self sends messages to your embodied self sends messages to your higher self. You can initiate it on either side of the veil. But that's where you have a very strong, fluent communication ability with the rest of you. Going around without that is like driving a submarine without a periscope. And then the third piece is your telepathic abilities. So that means to be able to send thoughts and receive thoughts without verbal, right? And that's when you have that telepathic ability, you can sense if the weather is going to be good or bad. You can sense whether you should be concerned about coronavirus in your area. You can sense whether you're in a dangerous situation in a store, in a movie theater, if you should drive this way this week or that way next week, you know? So those telepathic abilities, those nonverbal abilities help you to, what you're really doing is sensing, being able to heighten your senses and trust them in a nonverbal way, okay? That when you master that suite of abilities, that energetic communication system, and you get fluent in that, that is the driver for all the rest of it. Because then when you're working on your manifesting projects, you know how to get the how-tos and the whens and all the different signs and symbols and synchronicities and really read what's going on, okay? And I really get the messages and the downloads that you need in order to come together, okay? And so it's super important for you to have that fluency piece. Now, from there, once you do, then the manifesting gets so much easier, because what do we do when we start to manifest? We visualize. And we focus on, You know, you focus on what you desire, setting your intentions, et cetera, et cetera. And then when you come out of that, you come back to your 3D mind and you immediately say, okay, how am I going to get this done? Oh, maybe I need two jobs. Oh, that could never happen. I have to wait till I retire. Oh, I need to think about it. Oh, I need to feel into it, all that other stuff. What are you feeling into? If you're not fluent in your energetic abilities, you're not feeling into your frequency. You're not feeling into what your higher self is saying. You're feeling into what your intellect is saying. You're feeling into your fear. That's what you're doing. You're consulting with your 3D mind and saying, should I not? Should I do this? Should I not do this? And you're going right to the mental mind, and the mental mind can never come up with its own new idea. The mental mind can only focus on what it's seen before and what it's seen other people go through before, okay? Then the other piece in your toolkit, once you're fluent in this energetic communications, your manifesting starts to work, because you're actually going to be able to get the how-tos from your higher self, right? You have now a co-pilot, like Batman and Robin, instead of just one or the other. you then, when it comes to the manifesting, starts to pull together, especially when you understand the infrastructure of how that really works and what drives the something to come from an energetic form in the fifth dimension through that fourth dimension and alchemically transfer from energy frequency into solid matter, okay, what you would perceive as solid matter. That's that multidimensional manifesting. When I say multidimensional, it means it's going from one-dimensional energy and one-dimensional form, which would be frequency form, down through the fourth dimension into the third dimension, which is solid matter. Energetic healing is working with the integrated frequency and matter of your body. So your body is filled with frequency. Your body needs to not only be fed by food and water and supplements, it needs to be fed by light, frequency, and energy as well. And when you get sick, it means that you're usually not feeding it enough light, frequency, and energy. And so when you get into the energetic healing realms, then you're transferring that frequency and energy into the physical body. Okay? And you're feeding the space within a cell as opposed to just the matter within the cell. So if you're not, you know, kind of fluent in that, then you start dealing with all these chronic things. And how would you even know what you have to do if you don't have the energetic communication fluency, because you're not getting the information from your higher self? So you turn to your intellect. Your intellect is limited to what it's seen before, what it's seen other people before. So if it's seen other people dying because of this, this, and this, then, oh my God, I'm going to die because of that, because she did too. No. No. That's not necessarily the case at all. But if you're not fluent in your energetic communication, and you're not fluent with the rest of you that's helping you navigate the world, that's not in the body car, in the embodied state, you miss all those messages. And then off you go into, you know, muggle world. Okay? So this is extremely important. And then the other piece of the 5D toolkit is the energetic infrastructure. So is the infrastructure energetically, your world knit together, understanding how that frequency works is very, very important. So you understand what parallel realities are. You understand various choices, because when you do, when you understand how all of this fits together and how they intermingle with each other, then you have, that's when you start to gain control, which is one of the reasons why people want to do this work to begin with. They want to feel like they have more control over their life. They want to know what decisions to make and whether, you know, and to feel confident in taking those decisions. They want to know what alternatives they have. You know, they want to feel safe. So if you don't have yourself plugged into these frequencies and into your 5D abilities, then you try to plug into other people. You try to get your security from a job or from your boss or from the government or from a president. People get so upset. They make the president like he's a god. You know, and he should take care of all of my fears and needs and all this. And it's like, no, he's a representative. He's not a god. You know, and so, and your when you get into the more advanced management of frequency, all of this can be influenced. Because you're always choosing how you want to experience your world. And when your 3D mind says, oh, I think you should panic, you're in 5D system, no, you know, we got this. There's always a way. And you say, oh, okay, what's the way? Okay, here we go. You know, I say fluency, I'm literally talking about you. Like the way you're hearing me now, you would hear your higher self. It's not quite as 3D in the sense of, you know, hearing my voice like in a 3D. But you can sense the thoughts and you can understand them and perceive them and write them down or speak them into a recorder. And this is super important. I have over 400 and something recordings in my own recorder now of my, you know, of channeling my own higher self, and it becomes your own YouTube. It becomes your own customized database. This is so important. So when I'm talking about an overhaul, we are talking about really getting all of your 5D skills online so that you understand what you're working with. You were born with all of these. This is not for the special people or all that. Everybody was born with it. But if you don't know how to manage it, it doesn't mean that they're not turned on. It just means that you're kind of like driving without a steering wheel. You don't know where if everything's turned on, and in this energetic grid, everything is really turned on. It's all, you know, it's fueled now. So this is why, you know, I keep getting the cattle prods from my guides to talk about this again and again. It's your that overhaul. So, you know, if you walk away with anything today, what's really important is to be a continuous learner. And I don't mean dibbling and dabbling. I mean taking a deep dive and creating more of a stack. And instead of going wide and broad with very little surface knowledge about, oh, I heard about this. Oh, there's these you know, UFOs. Oh, I love it. And oh, there's ghosts over there. And oh, the crystals. And oh, maybe I need some incense. And oh, the law of attraction. Oh, I want to manifest the new dress. And you know, all of that. Oh, I got to find my soulmate. I think I need some angel cards. I need a prediction. Oh, you know, that's going wide and broad. And you can spook yourself because if you don't get with the right person, there's so many people out there. Oh, my gosh. Being a telesummit host formerly, I mean, good Lord, it's so much stuff. And so you can wade through a lot of stuff, but you don't get the deep, you know, and then you're getting more sensitive, but you don't get the mastery, and that creates a mess. So how do you know if you're depleted or you're missing, you know, your 5D skills need some sort of update? Here's some of the things that you might be experiencing. One is feeling stuck. Not getting results from your manifesting or getting like maybe a little bit of the small stuff, but the big stuff stays on hold. Feeling anxious, feeling like your resources are very low. They're not, you know, you're not generating income. You're not generating opportunities. Feeling like you're kind of trapped, feeling numb, confused, chaotic. All of those things, I hear this all the time. I'm stuck. And what does that mean? Stuck is a big old, it's like a big umbrella word. If you're just saying, I'm stuck, and you can't articulate what that actually breaks down to, you need an overhaul. Because when you have the communication skills of your higher self can let you know. Okay, it's time to pull yourself back and go this way. Pull yourself this way and go that way. Okay? And then, taking care of your physical body so that it can be open and spacious and receptive as well as generate energy going forward. So it has a power to generate energy into the field. It also has that receptive ability to receive energy and interpret what that energy is. Right? That's what makes the whole ecosystem, your whole energetic ecosystem. Okay, so I want you to take this weekend, I want you to think about that. I want you to look at your 5D toolkit and where you have voids, where you feel filled up and where you have voids. What you really want, you know, I always say all boats rise. What makes the water rise in the harbor is the energetic communication system. When you have that, the rest of it becomes a lot easier because let's say you're working on a healing, working on a client. You're not fluent in your energetic communications thing, but you're trying to do healing on a client, and you're starting to get some messages and whatever. But as you're working on this client, and their body is actually whispering to you because that's what bodies do, and it's trying to send you messages for the client. And you're just in your mental mind like, well, when I was in class, I learned how to really power my energy forward. I want to make this girl heal, so I'm going to push the energy out of me into her and all that. But you're not listening to your higher self say, whoa, 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 back off. And then she wakes up, you know, she comes up out of that healing thing, and she's like, oh, I'm so sore. Oh, that didn't feel good. Oh, I feel angry. Oh, I feel, you know, out of control, whatever. You know, it's because you weren't hearing the message to modulate that energy, right? I know when I went to one of my friend's daughters was having a baby, and she was kind of wayward, was having had a rough life, rough time of it, and a terrible guy, and so she was in labor, and she was very obese, and she was in labor for about 3 days, and she was really she had like compressors on her legs and everything, and she was really vulnerable, you know. And I remember getting the hit, go to the hospital now. And when I did, I got there, and I don't do, quote, healing per se. I mean, I am trained in certain things, Reiki, chicken and Reiki, and I've had a lot of certifications, but the healing arts aren't necessarily my thing. But I am a good channel. And while I was standing there, I was watching her. She'd been, you know, they didn't want to induce her, and they actually had induced her, but it wasn't working. She was 2 centimeters dilated. And my guides start to channel to me, we need you to go and pull energy for her. Hold her hands, do this at her feet, send energy through her body like this, wait, slow, because the baby, you know, there was a baby involved. Don't do the entire protocol that you know. Do this piece, now flow the energy, tell her this, tell her that. She went in 20 minutes that I was working on her, she went from being stuck at 2 centimeters dilated for 3 days. She delivered that baby within the next half hour. It was like her whole body responded. Now, if I had gone in with this whole toolkit and this is what you do because that's what I learned in class and all that, no, it, you know, but I was able to take what I knew and very trustworthily trust my channel to work with her higher self and my higher self to communicate and her body and the baby's body and facilitate energy. I wasn't trying to heal her or deliver a baby or anything. I was facilitating an energetic communication so that she could use the light, baby's light, and her frequency and the baby's frequency to get that kid from one side to the other. And very healthy baby. In fact, I think she's 10 now. So it's very powerful, but it's very important to have that fluency so you can modulate what you're doing. And remember, when you have such a volatile environment on the grid, when you have such a volatile thing going on, as we do now in the world, it's even more important to have that fluency and that sensitivity so that you can be nimble. So you know, even if your intellect says, no, that's not how it's normally done, that your frequency says, yes, go that way, you do it. Jams, it'll keep you out of harm's way. It'll put you into being in the right place at the right time with all the right people, as we all would like. It'll send you new opportunities before, you know, without, you know, all those synchronicities, those mystical opportunities that we're all looking for, that we all are so in awe of, are so much more controllable in the sense of we are so much more available to them when we're fluent and we understand what we're working with. All right? So I would like to invite you to participate in that deep dive, and welcome you to have, if you haven't had one already, there's only one per person, but I invite you to talk with me personally on a 1 hour, 45 minutes to an hour breakthrough call, and we do a frequency assessment. We figure out where you are, you know, which 5D frequencies are you even aware of, and how, where's your fluency level in those, and to help you get some clarity so you know where you're at and what you need to work on, okay? And it's a very powerful session. I've done several hundred of them now, and I love to, you know, get to know you guys. Remember, your 5D frequency is 80% of how you were meant to live your life. It's supposed to make everything easier. And without it, you're using 20% of 100. And that's if you're up. Most of us aren't, right, because 3D is rough. So if you'd like to do a breakthrough call with me, go to the link to schedule to book a call. I added spots for the week. I add them each week. It is www.theahaway, so that's theahaway.com/apply. So it's theahaway.com/apply. And you'll book your time. You fill out a little application so that I can get to know you before we get on the call so we can maximize that time because it goes fast. And we'll sort out where your frequency is, where your fluency level is, okay, and what needs some work and where you're good, right, and how you can apply that. So the clarity is the key thing. You can't fix what you don't measure. If you're saying, I'm stuck, you're not only commanding the energy, but you're blanketing yourself with such a numbed out word, there's no way you can figure out what that really breaks down to. So then how do you know how to fix it, right? How do you know what interventions to take? What do you need to learn? What are you missing? 9 times out of 10, you're missing fluency. And once you have that, and it doesn't take long to get it, but once you have that, then it's really, it's a game changer, all right? So we're going to sign off for today, but if you have questions, I am going to do this next week. I'm collecting the questions, actually. We'll do some Q&A. You can send your questions to support@ahamomentsinc.com. That's INC.com. And we'll, you know, I've been collecting a little catalog of them. And so we'll address a bunch next week. All right? So we're going to sign off for today. Take a good, you know, think about this. And book your call with me so we can sort things out for you on a personal level. And really and truly, this is a spectacular time. As crazy as it may seem, it is a spectacular time of shifts and changes. And, you know, I always say God made so many ways to pray and stuff, right? We have every kind of, you know, hundreds of religions and systems of divination and all kinds of ways to ask questions. Why wouldn't God have, if they're going to create all these ways to ask, why wouldn't they have an equally robust way of getting the answers? And that's what this is all about, okay? So we will see you next week. And, you know, last week I forgot to say my motto. I thought about it when I was in the kitchen, so I'm going to say it now, which is, if I remember correctly, you truly can have exactly what you want. You absolutely deserve it too. And in this high-frequency energy, anything is possible. Take care, everybody. Have a great rest of your week. Bye.